you're an accomplished executive who's built pretty significant success in the corporate world, then in a way, it feels like you're starting from scratch when it comes to positioning that same expertise in the market, you really want to pay attention because this is going to get pretty interesting. And I'm talking here about a very specific audience who this is really going to be more interesting for, like executives who have reached senior leadership positions in the organization. Maybe you're a VP or a C-suite executive or somebody who's basically spent decades building a lot of corporate credibility. And now you're either building an advisory practice or consulting business, or you're trying to position yourself as a thought leader in your own industry. So I've been having a lot of conversations with people just like this, and I see that these are incredibly accomplished professionals with really impressive corporate track records who should, in a way, in theory at least, be commanding premium positioning in the market, but instead they find themselves competing on price or explaining their value to prospects who should, by that point, really just recognize their expertise. And so what I want you to get is that there's a very specific reason why this is happening. And obviously that has nothing to do with your expertise, but everything to do with how executive authority translates, or rather doesn't translate, to market authority when it comes to positioning yourself and building your business, basically. So what I want you to get is that corporate authority and market authority operate by completely different rules, right? So in the corporate world, your authority is going to come from your title, the company that you're working for, your years of experience, your track record within these organizational hierarchies. People recognize your expertise because where you sit in the organizational chart and what company name is basically on your business card or like your LinkedIn profile. But in the market, whether you're building, like, again, a consulting practice, advisory business, thought leadership, like a coaching business, whatever it is, authority is going to come from your very unique method, your distinctive perspective, and essentially your ability to articulate insights in a way that other people can't simply provide. And so where it gets kind of tricky for really accomplished executives is that the very credentials that made you really successful in corporate environments can actually work against you in market positioning. And I feel like a lot of people don't really understand the difference. So let me explain what I mean. When you lead with, like, I'm a former VP at a Fortune 500 company, or I have 20 years of experience in strategic leadership, you're basically positioning yourself as one of many executive turn consultants that are out in the market. Sure, you might be brilliant, but there's lots of people that are brilliant in a way, right? So you're competing in a very crowded category where everybody or a lot of people have a lot of impressive credentials, right? Your real value is not in your title, my friend. It's not in your years of experience. Your real value is in the unique insights, the methods, the perspectives that you develop through that experience that other people simply don't have. They can't copy. So the thing is that when you understand how to really properly translate your corporate authority into market authority, you have massive advantages that most consultants and coaches out there simply don't have. So the first thing that I need you to understand is that you have credibility depth. So you've operated at the level that your ideal clients very likely operate at, right? So you understand the complexity of high-level decisions, the reality of managing large teams, the pressure of board-level accountability. This isn't just a theory. It is lived experience. The second thing is that you have a lot of strategic perspective. So a lot of consultants out there have only seen problems from the outside, while you've solved complex challenges from the inside. You understand not just what works, but why certain approaches fail in real organizational environments. And that is extremely valuable. The third thing is that you have peer level positioning. So that means that your ideal clients aren't looking for someone to teach them basics. They're looking for a strategic partner who really is able to understand their world and provide insights that nobody else can provide, basically. But the key here that I want you to get is that none of these advantages matter if you don't know how to communicate them effectively, right? If you don't know how to position yourself. Now, you might be thinking right now, okay, Fabi, I get what you're saying, but my corporate experience is really valuable. Shouldn't that matter more? And yes, I mean, it is valuable, but the nuances that really at the end of the day is going to change everything for you is that your corporate experience is not really your differentiator. What you learn from that experience that other people didn't learn, that is your differentiator. Does that make sense? Like the difference? Think about it this way. There are thousands of former VPs, C-suite executives, senior leaders, and who are now like consultants and coaches and advisors and all of these things. And so your corporate background gets you maybe in the conversation, but it doesn't win business for you. It's not going to really be the thing that makes somebody make a decision to buy from you. What does do that is your unique angle, your distinctive method, your proprietary framework, your very specific insight that only someone with your particular journey could have developed. I call this your angle of mastery. So what I want you to get is that the market reality is that your ideal clients aren't just looking for more corporate experience. They have that themselves. They're looking for somebody who has insights, who has methods, who has perspectives, who have like a premise that they can't get from anywhere else. Now, the thing is that is really great is that you already have the insights. You haven't learned how to position them in your market. That is it. And you have to learn how to do that, right? So essentially, every challenge that you've navigated, every single transformation that you've led, every single strategic decision that you've made so far, these are experiences that have given you perspectives that other people do not have. Now, the key here is how to identify which of these insights really represents your distinctive voice, basically, and the value that you have in the market. So instead of leading with what you did, you want to start leading with what you discovered. Instead of talking about like your responsibilities, you want to talk about those insights. Instead of emphasizing this amazing experience, you emphasize your unique perspective. Okay, so if you're listening to this and thinking, okay, I can see that my corporate authority isn't automatically translating to market authority, I want to give you a few very strategic steps that you need to take next. So the first thing is that you want to stop leading with your resume. Sure, your corporate background is important context, but it shouldn't be your primary value proposition, right? So you want to start thinking about what insights, methods, perspectives that you've developed over the years, like I've been talking about, that others haven't, right? That unique angle of mastery. Then you want to be able to bring that forward through your message, through your content, through the way that you communicate, right? Thinking about like, okay, what are the problems that my audience has? And how do I bring a unique perspective in the solution that I can bring forward? What approaches have you developed that create results that nobody else in a way could ever replicate, basically? And with that, you're going to go out and you want to start creating content that really shows that insight. So instead of creating like typical content about your experience or tutorials or educational content, you want to create content that demonstrates that unique perspective and that shifts people's beliefs in a way, right? Challenging industry assumptions that they have, offering insights that somebody with your background and you alone basically could provide. And if you are an accomplished executive, ultimately, I really feel like it's important for you to be able to be a true match to your ideal client. And finding a way to communicate that value that only you can bring is really important in making sure that you are attracting the right people. So understanding how your power buyers operate, how they think about the problem, and how your unique perspective, because of that background and experience that you have, can really speak to them in a way that nobody else can, is really going to be the key to making sure that you position that authority, or you translate that authority rather, from corporate background to the marketplace where you're seen as the go-to person, where you start building demand for your unique solutions, especially when you take into account that we live in a world where there's hundreds, if not thousands of people that are offering similar solutions, right? So it's about finding your way of doing things and communicating in a way where you're being compelling. And ultimately, like what I tell people all the time is that you want to make sure that you're making a case for what you do, right? You're truly making a case for your way of doing things. You're truly making a case for your IP, right? For your intellectual property, your way of looking at the world. That is truly what you want to do in terms of content creation. And so, you know, it's so funny because I talk to a lot of people every single day, basically, and I understand their businesses and I understand how they operate and how they think. And always find surprising when I come across people who have no clue who their audience is and they believe that they can serve these people. So for example, I've spoken to people who are like, I'm going to help CEOs transform their relationships. And these are people that have never worked with CEOs, have never been CEOs, have never even been remotely close to the C-suite, or not even worked in corporate at all. And they think that they can do this. And while maybe you have that expertise to be able to do something like that, if you don't really understand the audience, it's very difficult for you to really be able to connect with them on a deeper level and have your content and have your message and have that authority be really clearly represented. While you, on the other hand, are an executive, you understand the audience, you understand their problems, you understand how they view the world, and ultimately what you need is to be able to communicate why you in a way that is really clear and powerful and feels almost like the antidote to your audience's problem. If you want to learn how to do this effectively, let's hop on a 15-minute brand message audit. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at your expertise, your background, your knowledge, and give you very specific feedback on exactly how to communicate that and turn it into your angle of mastery in a way that feels powerful, that feels connected, and that really represents the value that you bring to the marketplace in a way that nobody else can. I've worked with dozens of consultants and advisors out there who come from corporate, who've come from working in Fortune 500 companies and really done a lot of great things, who have been really able to translate that power into a really effective message that effectively communicates their value and articulates why they're the person to work with. So make sure you book your call at brandmessagesession.com. You're going to find the link underneath this episode, and make sure you follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, or look for me everywhere else through Fabi Paolini. I will see you really soon.